Today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Beis, and we get back to issues of Bishul. Today's daf discusses Kli Rishon. So we're going to talk about different sources of heat relating to Hilcha Shabbos, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Iri Kli Rishon, and Kli Shlishi. So let's try to talk about some of these items that come up all the time. So the Mishnah tells us right here on today's daf Mem Beis, Ha'ilfis v'kadera she'avir mu'sachin, a pot, a boiling hot pot that you took off the fire that was boiling, lo yitin l'toko tavlin, you can't put spices into this pot, even though it's not on the fire anymore. Why? Because Kli Rishon is also a source. Not only is there cooking in fire on Shabbos, that's Usur, but even cooking is something that was cooked by the fire. This is called Toldas Eish, right? A pot that's also Daraisa, even though it's a Tolda. Toldas Eish, it's a product of the heat of the fire, but that is still Usur Daraisa. Rashi says, Lo yitin l'toko tavlin, misha techshach, to Kli Rishon, kol zman sheroseach, mivashel. A Kli Rishon, as long as it is still roseach, that is mivashel, and therefore it is Usur, right? We already learned this earlier in the parak on Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah said earlier about putting pot, the bottom of Lamed Ches Mabes, Einosim Beitza Bitzad Amecham. You're not allowed to put an egg next to a hot water urn, Bishol Tiskalgel, so that it gets cooked. Why? Because the urn is a Kli Rishon. V'leif Kena B'Sudarin, right, or not to wrap it up and break it onto Sudarin, right, so that's also, we'll get to that hopefully if there will be time. But again, that's what we paskim. Not only is cooking in fire in a Sudaraisa, but cooking in Tolda of fire is also Daraisa. The Shulchan Aruch says this a number of times in Simen Shin Yud Ches. Shulchan Aruch says in Siftes, Kli Rishon, Afilu La'acher She'biru Me'ala Eish Mevashel, Kozman She'yatzo Ledes Bo. A Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire cooks as long as it is Yatzo Ledes. Lefichach, Aser Litin L'tocho Tavlin. That's why it's Aser to put Tavlin in it. Aval Melach Mutter, Kivin She'vir Me'ala Eish, Shricha Milcha Bishula Kibisra the Tura, because nothing's going to happen to the salt, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. But either way, that's the halacha of Kli Rishon, She'husar Me'al Ha'eish. Also, Aser Litin Tavlin, Bikara, Ularos, Alem, Mikli Rishon. We'll get back to that by the time soon, but that's the halacha of Eish. So Eish is also Daraisa. Toldos Eish is also Daraisa. What about Toldos Shemesh? So that, the Gemara says earlier, cooking something in the sun on Shabbos is mutter, because the sun is a different type of heat. That's not fire. But Toldos Shemesh, something that was heated by the fire, so that's also Darabanan, because one might get confused between Toldos Chama and Toldos Eish. Fine. That is Kli Rishon. What about the next step? Before you get the Kli Sheni, there's Irui Kli Rishon. What about pouring from a boiling hot Kli Rishon onto food? Right? Is that called Kli Rishon? It's from the Kli Rishon. It's not yet the Kli Sheni, but it's out of the walls of the Kli Rishon. So what do we paskin? That's Tosfos right here. Tosfos Mem Beis, right here. Quotes three different dais. What is the halacha of Iri Kli Rishon? Right, the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to put the spices into a pot that's merutachin, aval no sein hu, but you could put the water into a kara, into a bowl, olotocha tamchoi, says the Tosis. Mehacha leka lemedak di Iri Kli Sheni. Don't prove from our Mishnah that Iri is Kli Sheni. Mi diktani lo yisein lutocha tavlin. Because it says, don't put in it tavlin, mashma, that you could pour from it onto tavlin. Don't make that diak. V'loash minen rabusa, afilu shalo yera la ka'aresha tavlin besocha. And don't make the opposite diak either. Da adaraba, don't be seifa. Look at the next line. Diktani avonosin lutocha ka'ara, v'loktani ma'ara la ka'ara, shetavlin besocha. So maybe it says you have to put it into the bowl and then put the spices in. So Tosfos says you can't be medayik from the language of the Mishnah. But what do we hold? Rabbeinu Shmuel, maybe Raya, de'iri kikli sheni. The Rashbam holds here and elsewhere that Irui is kikli sheni. The second that it leaves the walls of the container of the Kli Rishon, it has the halacha of a Kli Sheni. And whatever is mutter to cook in a Kli Sheni is mutter to cook from Iri Kli Rishon. Meha de Kaimalan, how does the Rashbam know that? From the Sugya Maseches Pesachim, that is definitely connected. Tata Agvar. That means when I pour something onto something else, the bottom one is the what has power, so to speak, and defines the connection. And therefore, if the bottom part is cold, so then it's considered cold. And if not. So here, if you're pouring into a Kli Sheni, so then that's going to be Kli Sheni. That's the Rashbam Shita, that Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Sheni. Ula Ri Nera Di Iri Kli Rishon. The Ri argues, the Ri says the opposite. Until it hits the Kli Sheni, it's a Kli Rishon. Or maybe Raya, and it brings a Raya from Meseches Vachim, from Teperek Dam Chatos, Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says there, Asher Tevu Shalbo, Ein Li'el Shabi Shalbo. I only know that you have to break the Kli Cheres that a Chatos was in, that you cooked in it. Ira l'socha roseach minayin. How do I know if you even poured into it boiling, you still have to break that? Tamalomar asher tivushal bo yishaver. What do you see from there? That we have a drasha de oraisa that even poured into klicheres, you have to break. Alma di irichashim mevushal. The irichashim mevushal. Those are the two extreme shitos. We don't paskin like either of those. We don't pass on like it's Kikli Rishon or Kikli Sheni, but we pass in later on in Tosfos on the second to bottom skinny line, Ela Vadai, Lo Mevashel, Ela Kedei Klipa. We pass in that Irui is Mevashel, the outer layer. Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Right, this is somewhat of a middle sheet. That's the Ramah Paskins in Yaredeya. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchos Shabbos quotes that Iri cooks, but the Mishnah Berurah points out, Mikomakom ha'iri kekli rishon kaimalan du mevashel kedei klipa, the outer layer. And therefore, one has to be careful, because you're not allowed to cook the outer layer of anything either. And therefore, if something, it cooks in a kli rishon, so then one is not allowed to be ma'are on it either, because that is mevashel kedei klipa. There is a kula that can't come up, though, with Iri kli rishon. And that is, let's say somebody has a baby bottle that one wants to warm up, and it's hard plastic on the outside. So one could directly pour from a hot kli rishon onto the bottle to warm up the milk inside. Why? Because we paskin iris on mevashel kedei klipa. So what's the kedei klipa here? It's only the bottle. The plastic's not getting cooked, so the milk inside is not considered halachically cooked, and therefore one would be able to do that. But that is irui kli rishon. So we have kli rishon. We have fire. We have kli rishon. Even when it's off the fire, as long as it's still boiling, it cooks. We have irui kli rishon. Before we get to kli sheni, there is a note here that Tosfos notes on our daf. We're getting a lot on this daf. What happens, this says Tosfos, there's a difference between Irui, because we just said Mevashel Kedei Klipa, the outer layer, there's a difference between pouring it onto solids and pouring it onto liquids. Pouring something onto solids, there is a layer there, and therefore it's going to cook the outer layer. But pouring it onto liquids is different. Says Tosfos, Elanira, first wide line in Tosfos, Kamosha Amar Abeinu Tam. Right, what happens? The chamin l'toch tzonin, mashra shatzonin shalmatam rubin, shadarach litin muat bimaruba, and Tosfos continues and says, shachamin shalmatam mis merubin u misarvin bohem, hatzonin amuatin u mispashlim. Tosfos points out, and the Ran says it beferish, the Ran here, on daf chafam and aleph, and the daf yarif says, when I pour liquid onto liquid, there is no surface area, because it gets mixed in right away. There's no like, oh, you're going to cook the outer layer. No, it doesn't cook. Says the Ran, right here, let me just find the line, says the, if I could find the Ran says, anotin adam l'chaymol toch tzonin, l'fishay miskadrim, miskarin bi'iruyan, u misarvin mamish b'toch atzonin, ve'ein koch v'en levashel afilu b'bon mikli rishon, the afilu mixas lomar di'irui, Kikli rishon emili b'ma'ara al gabe tavlin v'chayotze b'hem she'ein achamin misarvin b'tochan ela makin aleim b'kiluach u'misbashlin aval mayim b'mayim she'em u'ravin mamish ein koach l'kiluach l'vashal mayim atachtonim. So maybe the whole idea of irui, cooking the outer layer, is only the outer layer onto solids and not onto liquids. Unless the whole mixture, like Tosfos points out, becomes boiling hot. If the whole mixture becomes boiling hot, so then maybe even Iri Kli Rishon onto a liquid could be a problem. Remember, this comes up. We discussed this recently also. What happens if there's a couple of droplets left in a cup, and I want to pour hot water into the cup? So that's Iri from a Kli Rishon maybe, but if the whole thing is going to end up boiling hot, it could be a problem. But either way, that is all Iri. That's Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. We didn't get to Kli Sheni yet. Iri Kli Rishon, and now we get to Kli Sheni. So the Gemara says, this was on 2 days ago's daf, four words. Kli Sheni Eino Mavashel. That's what the Gemara says here on Dav Mem Amid Beis. What is the reason Kli Sheni is not Mavashel? Because after all, if you think about temperature-wise, you could have a Kli Sheni that is even hotter than a Kli Rishon. You could have a Kli Sheni that you took something off the fire, you put it into another pot, it's boiling, boiling hot, and you could have a Kli Rishon that was removed from the fire that its temperature has gone down. So why do we say Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, and a Kli Rishon is Mavashel? So Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, Tema, Maishna Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon. What's the difference? Some magical, you know, misora. What's the difference? It should go by temperature. It doesn't matter how hot it is. De'i yad soledes bo afilu kli sheni nami. Vein ein yad soledes bo afilu kli rishon nami ein mevashel. So it should go by temperature. It shouldn't go by kli rishon or kli sheni. The yesh lomar. Says Tosfos, famous Tosfos, Lafi, Shekli Rishon, Mitoch She'amar Al Ha'or, Dofnosav Chamin. Because it was on the fire, its walls are hot. Umachzik Chomo Zman Meruba. And it holds in the temperature for a long time. V'lakach Nosnu Boshir. That's why the shear is given to Kozman Sheyatzo. Let this po aser. Kli Rishon is going in a heating direction. And therefore, as long as it's still Yatzo Ledespo, it's aser. Avo Kli Sheni Avagab Diyatzo Ledespo, Mutter. Why? Shein Dofnosav Chamin V'holech Umiskarer. What is the direction of the temperature? When I pour something into a Kli Sheni, from the second that it's poured in, it's getting cooler. Because the walls, the container itself, was not heated on the fire, and therefore, whatever was poured in, it is now going in a cooling direction. But a Kli Rishon, right, it's not going into cooling, it was still on the fire. It's not going to, if it's not on the source anymore, it's not going to continue to get hotter, but it's not going in a cooling direction, and therefore, Tosva says, it is going to be Lukula, that Eina Mavashel in a Kli Sheni. If you look in the Ar Sameach has a different shot relating this to a sugya in Kala Torah Kula. The Rishonim says that we know in many areas of halacha, if you are too distant from the source, so then you're not going to be connected to that malacha, to that act. Let's say in Hilchos Netilos Yadayim, Koach Kocho, right? You have to turn on, a person has to pour the water on his hands. What happens if I pour water onto a counter? And then it flows from the counter onto my hands. For some reason, I don't do it. Or if somebody, two people wash their hands, one on top of another. So again, is that called kocha or koach kocha? So again, one hand's on top of another, that's still going in the same direction. It didn't change so much. But again, so that's a discussion, koach kocha. Or in Hilchos Ritzicha, in Maseches Sanhedrin, in the Ayins, right? There's kocho, there's koach kocho, there's gram ritzicha. Sometimes you have an act that's considered too distant, right? In Maseches Makas on Davches, man deshada pisa ledikla. The Arsamea quotes this, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Somebody throws a clod of earth at a palm tree, and then the palms come out, I hit the cluster, the palm goes out and then kills somebody. So is that Gullus? Am I going to go to Gullus for that? V'asar tamri, v'azal tamri, v'katil. Koach kocho. So that wouldn't be connected to you. So says the Ar Sameach, maybe that's klisheni. Klisheni, forget the temperature. But it's too distant from the source of heat. And for Hilchos Shabbos, it's not just about the temperature. Kiva cheke nira. Da'avagav the tolda rishona. Ha'ba mina eish chayiv imevashel. The first source connected, the first product of the fire is still going to be imevashel. Mikol makom. Al tolda shela tolda. Kimo dover shen ischamein b'mayim. Shehuchmu mina eish. Kagon Barzel, Shababa Kedera, right, Vinishamim, Su, Otsala, Bobetsa, Vahul Pada, Davi, Tolda, the Toda, Ukemosha, Koa, Kocha, Lochashiv, Kemo Gufa, Davar, Kain Tolda, Tolda, Ha'esh, Lefi Rochak, Yichusa, Eitzel, Ha'esh, because it is so distant from the fire halachically, Nifka, Mimena, Shema, Esh, Vavichoma, Kachom, Tiv'i, She'eno, Misibas, Esh. It's still heat, but remember, you've got to cook in the sun on Shabbos, so it's not that all heat is going to be Aser, it's Davka Eish, or Toldas Eish, but if it's so far from the Eish, then it's not going to be connected. Lama Davadome, again, it's not exactly the same, it's on a Durabanan level, right? We know there's an Isravish Tamshus Be'etzim on Shabbos, not on a climbing tree on Shabbos, but we know Chazal extended that, not only Elon, but even Stada Elon. I'm not allowed to hang something on a branch on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to, let's say there's a jacket hanging on the branch before Shabbos. So I'm not allowed to put something into that jacket or take something out because that's using Stade Elon. And Chazal also asked that. If there is a hammock that's connected to a hook, that's connected to a tree, so putting the hammock on Shabbos is a problem because that's using the Stade Elon. It's using the hook that's connected to the tree. But if the hammock is on before Shabbos, so then I'm allowed to because I'm only using the hammock, which is Stade Elon. It's two-step removed, and therefore, it is not connected to the source. So too, the Ar Sameach on a Daraisa level says the same thing when it comes to Bishul B'Shabbos. Bishul B'Shabbos, Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, because it is too far from the source. That's his beautiful Lashon. Lefi Rochak Yichusa Eitzel Ha'esh, Nifka Mimena Shema Esh, Vavichoma Kechom Tiv'i She'eno Misibas Ha'esh. So that is Kli Sheni. So that's two Svaris, Tosfos and Ar Sameach. The Chazon Ish has a known chumrah in the world of in the world of klisheni, and that is only called the klisheni if when you poured it from the kli rishon to the klisheni, it was not connected on the fire anymore. Only if it was off the fire, and then I poured it into the cup. But let's say, the average case, I have an urn, and I pour from the urn, I open up the faucet, and it goes from the urn into the cup. So Ruba, the Ruba of the post, can say that's a klisheni, right? Chazon Ish says that's a kli rishon. Why? Because when you pour it, when you did iri kli rishon, it was still on the fire. The urn is still on the fire. That's a chumer of the Chazon Ish. Then he considers that a kli rishon. You'd need another kli. Again, the Minhag Olam is against the Chazon Ish. Lekula, the Shmir Shabbos quotes a number of poskim that are makel against this Chazon Ish. Right? He quotes the in Shamati b'shem Chazon Ish. He quotes that. It's not written in the Chazon Ish, I don't think. But the Shmir Shabbos quotes this Shamati, and he quotes the Chamudi Daniel and others that are a makel. There are a couple of exceptions to klisheni enum of Ashel, and that is, number one, if somebody has a huge klisheni, right, the Shulchan Aruch talks about an ambati, a big bathtub. Ambati shel merchatz, she malei mayim. Somebody fills up a boiling hot bathtub. So that bathtub is a klisheni, right? It was cooked in the heater on the roof, wherever it is. That's a klisheni. So that could cook if it's a very large klisheni, number one. Number two, there is a chumrah that some quote that is not in the Gemara. The Chayadim and Klal Chav quotes that there's something above Yad Soledispo, and that's called Yad Nichvespo. That your hand is going to burn, not just that your hand is going to recoil. If it's so hot that even things cooking in klisheni, based on a Rambam in Ilchas Maestras, Perakim Alach Gimel, which we don't have to get into that right now. But again, many say, where does the Chayadim get this from? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. Gemara says just as klisheni as amavashel. But the third exception is the one that's the most lamaisa, and that is Kali Bishel. As the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, we had the Mishnah already, we had a shiur about this, but the Mishnah is later on, but it was quoted earlier, right, about the kulyas ispalanin, the little fish that cook even in a klisheni. That's the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hey Amid Beis. Kulyas ispalanin and maliach hayashan hadachasazu gemar malachtan, things that cook easily could even cook in a klisheni. So we don't really know the definition of Kali Bishel. So that's why most things we just say, you know what, just don't put it into a klisheni, because while it's still Yatzo Ledespo, because we're nervous that maybe this is Kali Bishel, the Sefer Yireim already, the Talmud of Lozmi Metz, the Sefer Yireim already says, we should be careful. We should be careful. It's a Sefer Yireim in, towards the beginning, Amid Zayin. He says, Hilchach Yizar Adam Shalom Lahachnes Beshavas Shum Dover Beklisheni. Vapaklishlishi, writes Yasol Ledespo, Kimi Shainona Bakim at Varam Racha Makashim, Mishu Mispashal Baklisheni, Mishu Einu Mavashal. So that's an exception to the rule that we generally hold up. There is another connected point about Kli Rishon and Klisheni, and that is what's called the Chumrah of Davar Gush. The Chumrah of Davar Gush. What's the Chumrah of Davar Gush? Says the Seisa Machronim, the Maharshal. If somebody has a dense item, like a potato, a boiling hot potato that you take out of the challah and you put it on your plate, says the Marshal, that can still be called the Kli Rishon. Because what's the whole svara that we just gave for Kli Sheni? That the walls are cooling it off and it's too distant. But if a type of food has density that it retains the heat, then it could even be a Kli Rishon when it's sitting on the Kli Sheni. That's the Chumrah of the Marshal in Meseches Chulin, in Perek HaLabasar. Vida, Shein Shaya Kli Sheni El Abedavar HaMisarev. Aval chatichas basar, o dag, o orez, even rice, a pile of rice. Shemar and chamen akadera im hayat soledespo dino kikli rishon. Wow, that's a chumrah of the Marshal, and the Shach quotes this. The Shach and Yaradea quotes this chumrah of the Marshal, and he says, Pashto de lishna de shari dura poskim hanam mashman ke Marshal v'chei mashal l'chorim de Rebbe Yosef. So he's a fan of this Marshal. The Ramah does not quote the Marshal. The Ramah in Yaradea, Simin Sadi Dalet, does not quote the Marshal. He talks about a piece of meat, and he's talking about it, about being in a klisheni. So, again, it is a good chumrah to be aware of. Where does it come up? Sometimes if there's a glob of chalent on a person's plate, and they're going to put salad or coleslaw or something next to it, so lechadchila, you know, it's a good idea not to put the chalent directly on it, because if it's still boiling hot, because it could be a violation of this chumrah of Davar Gush. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shmir Shabbos that there are many kulas regarding this, because if the chalent goes on to the coleslaw, Lo nichale, eino rak safek, v'lo miskaveng, sas kilkol, akol derech mizasek. V'in tam lachshos lazer, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to have a mechitza on your plate because of that, but again, it is something that some would be aware of. A ladle is also another another question. The Taz in Yoredeya also, in Tzadi Beis Lamed, talks about what's the status of a ladle. It's a kli that goes into the kli rishon, but then it comes out. So what is that considered? It seems to be a stira. The Taz, again, quotes the Maharil, who holds like it's like a kli sheni. The Taz thinks it should be like a kli rishon, and there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Yud Ches. Some poskim say maybe it's a sfeika dedina. So regarding the ladle, we might consider it a kli rishon, but regarding the bowl that we put it in, we assume is a kli shlishi. Which brings us to the last point to talk about, and what is it, kli shlishi? Kli shlishi is not mentioned in Shas, ever. So what does that mean? The fact that the Gemara says klisheni is not mavashal, but be careful about kali bishal. What about klishlishi? So many poskim, the Chazon Ish, the Aruch HaShulchan, many others say it doesn't talk about it because there's no difference between a klisheni and a klishlishi. Right? It's the same thing. Just like klisheni is not mavashal with some exceptions, klishlishi is also not mavashal with some exceptions. But the many rely on the words of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you know why it's not in the Gemara? Because it never cooks. It can never cook. That is Rav Moshe's kula, one of the kulas that the whole world, much of the world relies on, says Rav Moshe, in Chelek Dala, Simenayin Dala, Ot Tes Vav, L'Nias Daiti, he's talking about tea, L'Nira Kla Lomar, Dika Dvarim Shem Esbashel B'Kli Shlishi. I don't think anything cooks in a Kli Shlishi. T'lo Matzinu, Ela Shem B'Kli Sheni, Yish Dvarim Shem Esbashelim. U'memelo, Me'achar, She'enonu Yodim, Yish Lasa B'Chol Dvar. Because we don't know what cooks in a Kli Sheni, so we'd be Machper for Kali Bishol. U'B'Kli Shlishi, Lo Matzinu. We don't find it. And you're going to tell me, oh, because it gets colored? What do you mean? If you make iced tea, it gets colored, says Rav Moshe. So that is the big machlokas about kli shlishi. But again, these are some of the ideas regarding kli rishon, iri kli rishon, kli sheni, davar gush, the ladle, and kli shlishi. A lot of it comes up here on today's daf, on daf Mem Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.